Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to have
Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. Technical delays and issues. I do apologize to everybody. start again. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to talk with the lovely, talented actress Hilary Thompson. She's an accomplished actress who's done over 100 TV commercials. She's done movies such as Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows, If This Is Tuesday, It Must Be Belgium, and How Sweet It Is, TV shows like Room 222 and I Dream of Jeannie, and has worked with wonderful actors such as Rosalind Russell, Stella Stevens, James Gardner, and Debbie Reynolds. Welcome, Hilary.
Thank you, Sherry. Lovely to be here.
It's great having you here. Thank you for being on the show.
Too bad about that opening, Sherry.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't apologize to me. What a thing to have a podcast, huh?
Oh, I know.
Really?
It's one of the wonders of technology.
That's right.
It's really nice to have you here. I, as we talked about before, I'm a huge fan. I've seen a lot of your movies and TV shows. I love your stuff. For the audience who is not aware of all of your work, why don't you give a little bit about your background and how you became an actress?
All right. We must remember, too, that I stopped acting about 30 years ago. So for the young audiences, I will definitely have to refresh their memories. I grew up really always singing and dancing. I can't have a memory without my interest in show business. You know, I came into consciousness interested in show business. And throughout school, I sang all the time. I was in choir, and I was in many, many musicals. You've heard this story so many times. Everybody has. And and it was wonderful. And finally, at Hollywood High School, when I was in my senior year, I played the lead, Eliza Doolittle, in My Fair Lady. And a casting director happened to come see the show, and I got a contract at a studio. So I was one of the luckiest people in the world. And I suppose it helped, you know, living in Hollywood where casting directors would come and see the high school shows. So I got the contract at a place called Screen Gems Incorporated, which did I Dream of Jeannie and The Monkees and Bewitched and shows like that. And it happened that Sally Field was there at the time, and I was kind of a Sally Field sort of type. So that was also another piece of luck for me. And I got in a contract, and I was there for about 4 years. And while I was there, I did If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Belgium, and Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows. And after I left there, I continued to work, thank goodness, and I had a little slow period in my mid-20s, but then I kind of came up again in the late 20s where I did lots of guest starring parts on like Charlie's Angels and Starsky and Hutch and such things as that, you know. And yep. I quit really when I was about 35 or so. I just kind of wanted to get married and have a child, and so my passion kind of switched. So that's a general synopsis of my acting career.
Yes, and it was a glorious career. You should be very proud of it.
Thank you. I am. I am.
One of my favorite movies, as we discussed earlier, is Where Angel Goes, Trouble Follows. It's such a fun film. Can you tell us any stories?
Well, that was just wonderful for me because it was one of the first things that I got, and it was, we had 16 girls living in a hotel together, and we all doubled up, and we went for 3 weeks to Pennsylvania, and then we went for 3 weeks to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And to me, that was just absolutely incredible. I had, you know, coming from a poor Hollywood family, I had never been anywhere. So it was just this absolute incredible adventure. And eight of the girls were from Hollywood, and eight of the girls were picked from eight states to be in this movie. They kind of had this publicity stunt where they would have a contest for what young lady and what state would be one of the eight girls to be in this movie. So there were 16 of us all together, and it was a wild, crazy time. June Fairchild was one of the actresses. I don't know if anybody remembers her at all, but I won't go into her. She had a sad ending. What can I tell you, Sherry? But she was a wild and crazy gal back then. Very, you know, with Three Dog Night Guide, Danny, I can't remember his name, and everybody was crazy. This girl hated that girl, and that girl hated this girl, and it was just a wild and crazy time. It was fun. It was all girly stuff. It wasn't anything terrible, you know. It was just that kind of thing that happens with young women. We were all like 18, 19, 20, 21. I was about 18.
And anybody have crushes on anybody?
Oh, gosh. You know, there was one girl who was crazy about this very handsome makeup man. And there was another actress who was my roommate. This makeup man actually liked her. So the one who liked the makeup man was actually the girl who was angry at my roommate because the makeup man liked her. So it was that kind of a situation, you know. But other than that, there weren't a lot of men around. It was mostly just us. And, of course, the wonderful thing were all the actors, the old-time actors that were in that movie. Rosalind Russell, I believe, you know, got all her old friends together or something to be in this movie, because Van Johnson and Robert Taylor were both in this movie, which now I think, oh, my God, I was in a movie with Robert Taylor, who was in a movie with Greta Garbo. You know,
yep.
3 degrees to Greta Garbo, you know.
Yeah,
but
that's so cool.
I wasn't old, you know. I just, back then, I didn't have any information. I was such a young innocent that I really didn't think much of these old people who were in this movie, you know. And so all you young people out there, you know, appreciate what you're getting.
Yes.
I know my mother and father were like, oh, my God, you're doing a movie with Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor.
They were freaking out, you know, and I'm like, where's the cute boy, you know?
Well, you did get voice and heart.
What was that?
You did get voice and heart.
Yep. So it was a ball. It was just a great experience. It really kind of started out my career, and it was a great way to start it. I loved going on location. There was just nothing like it.
And you had such great actresses that you were working with, like Rosalind Russell, Stella Stevens, Susan St. James.
Yeah, Stella Stevens was a sweetheart. She's just the nicest woman you can imagine, you know. I worked with her again about 10 years later on a movie of the week, and she came right up to me. Hi, Hillary, you know. And I was
like, oh, my God, she remembered.
She did. And it was, you know, she's just a sweet, nice, open person. Lovely lady. Rosalind Russell was, you know, kind of, I didn't have a whole lot of personal dealings with her because, you know, the nature of our characters in a way too was she kind of kept her distance from the girls, you know, and she was doing her own thing. I didn't have too much interaction with Robert Taylor or Van Johnson or Rosalind Russell, but it was lovely to be around them, you know. It was lovely.
But you did work with Susan St. James.
Yeah, she was a very nice gal too, you know. We all hung out together and just had a good old time. Can't remember anything very specific that happened. It was very very copacetic set all the way around, except for the, you know, the little girl,
that
girl
triangle
jealousy stuff, right? Right. Yeah. Uh huh.
That's so cool, though.
Experience. Yeah, it was. It was great. It was like a big, huge dormitory. But we all couldn't wait to get back to California. As we were flying back from Santa Fe, we were all, the eight girls from Hollywood were all singing, California, here we come. You know, we were just so hip. So trending.
Yes, I bet.
Yeah, we were.
That's so cute.
So it was great. It was a wonderful experience. Just lovely.
The other
kind of a wild man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what were we going to say? You were going to talk about Milton
Berle?
Well,
I just said Milton Berle was kind of a wild man. He was just kind of, he was in it too, you know. And
yeah, movie director.
Yeah, you could just see he was wacky, you know, a wacky guy. So what were you saying, Sherry?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, well, there were two things. One was I actually met Stella Stevens. She, I got her autograph. When I was a kid. We were at Circus Circus, and she was doing a movie, and she was at we were at this restaurant, and my parents were always, you know, don't go near them while they're eating. But afterwards, they were just talking, and all the food was gone. And I looked at my dad, and he goes, okay, now you can go over there.
Was she nice?
I was like 10. Oh, she was a darling. Oh,
yeah.
She goes, oh, you're so sweet. Of course, dear.
Oh, yeah, that's how she was. Just a lovely lady. Lovely.
Oh, yeah. That was my only. I have a wonderful memory of her.
That's great. That's good. I do, too. Well, good for you for going and getting that autograph.
Oh, I was always like that. But I was always very polite. I never interrupted conversations. I never interrupted meals. I was taught very well by my parents.
Good.
You also were in another romp of a movie that's a lot of fun. You mentioned it earlier. If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
You play the rebellious teen. That must have been a blast.
Yes, well, it was a blast, really, because I spent 3 months in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
I'm 19 years old, and, you know, oh, you're going to do this part in this movie If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Belgium. And they hand me these pieces of paper, you know, and which is my itinerary, and I kind of look at it, and there it is, you know, London, Amsterdam, Luxembourg, Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, Venice, and Rome.
Not bad.
I know, and it was like first class all the way, and they gave you a museum, you know, which they give you money every week to, you know, they completely pay for the entire thing. And it was just the most, it was truly a completely magical experience all the way around. Unbelievable. Really,
that is
unbelievable.
So cool.
And that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
And he got paid.
Yes, I know. I couldn't believe it. I was young enough just to be immersed in the whole European experience, you know. I had no maps. I had no interest in tourist attractions. I was just there living, mm-hmm. you know. And so the magic just kind of washed over me. It was truly wonderful. And
did you like the part?
Yes, it was a great part. It was fun. I enjoyed working with Luke Halpin. He was a very nice fellow too. You know, I'm telling you, I really have never come across any negative experiences acting. You know, I've had very lovely experiences. Luke was a lot of fun to work with, and I loved to do that scene with Donovan. I kept looking for the Beatles to show up somewhere. It was 1968, I think it was, that we were there, and that was like, you know, they were at their actual height of their popularity at that time, and here I was in London associating with Donovan and so on, and I said, okay, where are the Beatles? I want to see the Beatles. but unfortunately they didn't show up.
I bet you they were in the U.S.
Yeah, right. They probably were. They probably were. So it was just great. We had a lot of cameo people coming on, which I don't know if people today even knew many of them, but it was John Cassavetes and Robert Vaughn, who actually starred in, what the heck, The Man
from Uncle.
They're now making a movie about.
Yeah.
And lots of people who were, you know, Joan Collins. I'm not too sure if anybody knows of these people these days, but that was fun. It was a great experience.
And Norman Fell and Peggy Cass were your parents, right?
No, actually, Murray Hamilton and Peggy Cass were my parents. Yeah, Norman Fell played a part of a guy who
lost his wife. War guy.
Right, his wife got on the wrong tour, so he's at the movie trying to get back with his wife. It's a very funny movie. If anybody wants a fun little romp, they should definitely try to rent it. It's, and you get to see all these beautiful sights in Europe, you know.
Oh, yeah, it really made me want to travel.
Ah, yeah. I had a scene with Luke Halpin in the Colosseum in Rome. I mean, unbelievable.
Gosh.
There I am in the Colosseum, hanging out with Luke.
Isn't it weird being a California girl with our history and going to Europe with the ancient history, and you're just surrounded by ancient Rome and ancient France and ancient England,
yeah,
which is ancient Rome anyway. Isn't that wow?
It really is, since Los Angeles is such a baby city, you know, compared to all the others. I found that Venice, of course, was really when I thought, now I am in the old world. They can't rebuild that, you know. So
no.
It was remarkable.
That's why they have to protect it.
Oh, they sure do. I'm sure people will. I'm sure they will. But, you know, if you can't, you can't. You just have to let it go. If that happens.
Yeah.
I'm big on
that. I mean, I'd hate for that to happen. Yeah.
I would too. I hate to see things be torn down in Hollywood, you know.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
My heart breaks constantly as things are being torn down.
I mean, they tore apart Charlie Chaplin's studio. What's wrong with
that? They tore down part of it? Oh, my gosh. That's
terrible.
I mean, know. I had a park in Hollywood, but... Oh.
Go ahead.
I went to Plummer Park when I was a little girl, which is a little park in the middle of Hollywood, and they were thinking of tearing that down. And I'm just horrified by that, of course, because I live there. But, you know, it has WPA buildings, which during the Depression it was built, you know, through the governmental help that was going on to help people out of the Depression, the Work Progress Association.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's hope they don't do that.
I know. That's one of I was raised in L.A., even though I live in San Diego, basically a Los Angelino who lives in San Diego.
Where did you grow up? What part?
The valley, all over, mostly Northridge, Granada Hills.
What high school?
Granada.
Granada High School, uh-huh.
Granada Hills, raw.
Granada Hills High School, I love it, yeah.
What one did you go to?
I went to Hollywood High School, darling.
Oh, Hollywood High.
Yes, that's why the guy came to see me in My Fair Lady, you know. Hollywood High School.
We did our Shakespeare. They have a Shakespeare festival there. We did that. We went there for that. It was so cool because it was the first time I'd seen the theater. And
I love it. Yeah, was a fabulous theater, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I mean, they had everything in that theater. It was like made ours in Granada look like a rinky dink.
That's great.
Yeah, native California, brought up in L.A.
Living in San Diego.
Living in San Diego.
Yeah.
Another show that you did, and I was so upset when it got canceled, was Operation Petticoat, because I love the movie. And I was
you
so
saw
happy
that?
Yeah. I saw it when it was on, when it was showing. I loved it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, you
know,
want to know something? Well, I'm going to tell you something, Sherry. There were 2 years of that show. The first year of that show had, yes, that's right, Jamie Lee Curtis was on our show.
Yep.
The first year, it had a whole cast in it. I forget who was in the cast, but it was a whole cast. And then the second year they did it, they recast the entire show. And I was in the second year when they recast the show.
Recast it.
And they had Joanne Flug and that's about and Randy Mantuthal were television people. And Jamie Lee Curtis did a little tiny bit part. I remember she made this a tremendous impression. You know, she kind of came on the set and kind of took over. You went, wow, look at her. You know, interesting.
Yeah,
but
I'm just amazed
you saw it because not many people did.
Oh, I saw it. I did. Well, I was a big fan of the original movie, so when I saw that on TV, I had to watch it.
Yeah. The Pink Submarine.
I mean, Cary Grant and Tony Curtis, come on.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. In those days, they did television series from movies. Now they're doing movies from television series.
TV series. I know. Isn't that bizarre? And they're doing theater from TV shows.
Yeah.
And movies.
Really. Isn't that crazy?
It is so crazy.
Yeah.
You also did I forgot the name. Just blocked it out. Working my mind a little bit. Sorry.
Sure.
How Sweet It Is.
Yep, uh-huh. That was with Debbie Reynolds
James Garner. Debbie Reynolds. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We actually took a cruise to Mazatlan in Mexico on that one for a week. So
really?
The show is about a young man who goes to Europe, and his parents are so freaked out over him going that they kind of follow him over there, and it's about Debbie and James's life, really. And it was we took a cruise to Mazatlan, which was, you know, supposed to be the cruise across to Europe. But it was a great time on there. And I got involved with one of the producers on that show at that time, a man named Jerry Belson, and I was going out with him, and we would go over to Debbie Reynolds' house, and she was at that time involved with Harry Carl and a man, and she was very, very, very Hollywood at that time. Very nice, very nice lady, but very Hollywood. Lived in Beverly Hills, always looked fabulous, you know, fabulous house and all that stuff. James Garner, I didn't associate too much, but...
Mm-hmm. She did a one-woman show in Vegas when I was a young adult, and she made such fun of him.
Of James Garner?
No. The husband.
Oh, Jerry Belson?
No, Harry, the one she was dating, Debbie Reynolds was dating.
Oh, Harry Carl, right, Harry
Carl. Yeah, she made such fun of him.
Well, you know, he spent all her money, apparently. I'm not telling tales out of school here. I mean, she's spewed that across the world. Yeah, he just spent all her money. So I was there witnessing him spending all her money.
Oh, no. And you said that, and I'm going, oh, I remember him. That was part of her routine.
Right. She makes jokes, so she never picked men very well. I think she's probably right about that.
Yes, poor Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a wonderful actress.
Yeah, very, so talented, so talented.
And, no, you were going to talk about James Garner, who's one of my personal heroes.
I didn't have too much personal interaction with him, but I had to, scene or two with him, and he was always very genial, you know, very nice. That's one thing about actors that mostly that I come across is they're very happy in general when they're working. So,
yeah.
And I presume that's why they're all so happy, because they're working. But I was very happy whenever I was working. I lived for the next job, and was always amazed when I got another one. And I think
really,
so many actors feel that way. I know Henry Fonda felt that way, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a job hunting job. You're constantly looking for a job as an actor, you know, because the jobs just end. You know, you do a job and it's over. Okay, now I've got to get another job. And so it's not what you call a secure position, you know.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah. And then you make some large amount of money, but you never know when you're going to work again. So you can't take a trip to Europe on that money. You have to make sure that you know, over a period of time, you know, are able to support yourself until you get that next job. So most actors are happy when they're working.
Yeah,
and
makes
Ben Garner was, yeah, very adorable, very nice fellow, very, very amicable.
I loved him. He was just,
yeah.
It's a long story. I'll tell you off the show.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you'll have to do a podcast just talking about that.
No. No, but I
want to
hear your stories about James Garner, because he's like,
well, I wish I had more stories, you know, but I don't, unfortunately, except to say that he was adorable, you know, and very nice to me and very nice to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Which did you like working in, which medium, TV, film, or theater? Which one is your favorite?
Oh, brother, you know, TV is almost like being in the army or something in a way. you learn your lines at home. You, of course, always, whenever you're working, you have to show up knowing your lines forward and backwards. But in television, you show up, okay, come on in, you go onto the set. And the director says, okay, you're going to go over here and you're going to get a glass of water. Then you're going to go over there and sit down. And then on this line, you're going to get up and you're going to go get the salt. And then you're going to take the salt and take it over to the sink. And then you're going to wash 3 dishes on that line. And then on the next line, you come back and sit here. And then when you sit down here, I want you to make sure that your head is to the right so that the light shines on you. And then when you get up and go back to get the salt, make sure that your head is tilted to the left, because so that we can see you. Okay, fine. Okay, now do it. And that's,
oh, my gosh.
Television. That's basically television. And I think it's, you're just acting on your feet immediately. I mean, you do the rehearsal, and then you have to go away, and then they fix the lights, and then you just come back and you do it, and you hopefully do it in one take, because that's what they want. So it's like immediate acting, kind of a situation where you have to remember all this stuff, and it's so that's TV, and you know, it's a challenge. Movies are better, but they still. I have never really been on a movie where you don't just go to the set and take a little more time to figure out what you're doing, a little bit more time, but not a whole lot more time, you know, and and you figure it out, and you have to do that immediately, and I suppose that theater is my favorite, because I love the process of discovering, you know. I love coming up with, oh, I'm going to do this here, I'm going to do that there. I love working with the actors and the director and deciding what's best and laughing and getting good ideas, which you can in theater. You can work on it and play with it, because really the process to me is almost more fun than the actual doing of it. You know, I was in a lot of theater groups. I didn't do a lot of theater, but I was in a lot of acting groups where we put on plays, put on scenes, and that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that immensely. The process. So I guess if you're asking me which one I like best to do, actually, it is would be theater, but I love TV and film because I was making money.
Yeah.
And I was meeting a lot of fun, interesting people, too, which was also lots of fun.
And you got to travel.
A lot of cute boys, got to travel. People thought I was, you know, an actress. So, yeah, I was an actress, darling. I had status.
I still even remember your line in Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows. You were like, but Daddy, he's not a beatnik unless he has a beard.
Wow, that's good, Sherry. That is good.
A little off the cuff, but...
That is. I remember that line, too. I think it's probably one of the first lines I ever did on film, so I remember it well. It was great.
I that's how the first time I ever saw you was that movie, and really made an impression. I really remembered it.
Yeah.
So you did it really well.
Why, thank you. Thank you. I had lots of energy. They liked my energy.
Well, yeah, it definitely translated.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you've retired from acting, but mm-hmm. So what's your passion now?
Well, my passion now, I believe, is the people I love. You know, I mean, that's my passion. I have a lot of things I enjoy doing. When I got out of acting, I basically became a mother and a wife and really lost interest in acting when I became a mother. And then I became a teacher when I was, you know, 50 and for the LAUSD, and I did that for about 6 years, but that was not a passion. I realized that was nothing that I was interested in, and now I'm just enjoying life. Thank goodness I'm retired, and my husband and I are both retired, and I have lots of things I enjoy doing. But, you know, honestly, Sherry, I think when you get to be my age, there isn't a lot of passion left, you know, and thank God. It's like passion is for the young. You know? It's kind of wonderful now doing things I enjoy doing. I do genealogy. I love that, which is, you know, the study of my ancestors. And I sew clothes, and I love to play poker, you know. Just fun little things that give me pleasure is what I like doing now. Go out to eat, see my friends, you know, stuff like that. Have a very lovely, pleasant time.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is, really.
We all want to do when we retire is exactly what you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that.
exactly, right. It's true, isn't it? Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Hillary, came to the end of the show. I mean, I've really enjoyed it. But
me too, Sherry, me too.
I hope you did. I really do.
I did. It was so much fun. Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Sherry, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, and thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And
okay.
Thank you for chatting. Okay, thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.